So how can we respond when some of our contributions, talks, seminars are criticized by others? And often and especially if they are criticized by those who want to put us down.
And it's not genuine. It's they know that they are. It's just that to put you down.
See, in general, feedback is helpful. It may not be necessarily helpful in improving our content. It can at least be helpful in improving our awareness of others' perception of our content. That means, okay, I'm speaking this, how are others thinking about this? What are others thinking about this? At least we can understand that, and that also is positive. Having said that, feedback is valuable, you know, not all feedback is beneficial. Valuable means there is something which we can learn from it. Okay, people may think like this. It's not that I have to change it, but I can be aware. People may think like this. So as an author, whenever I write articles, whenever we write in Back to Godhead, we have 4 or 5 senior Prabhupada disciples who read each article that is published in Back to Godhead. They give reviews. And I have learned a lot from those reviews. Even if it's Prabhupada disciples, I don't necessarily agree with everything that they have said. And I may make some of the changes, I may not make some of the changes, I may make some of the changes partially. But it has expanded my horizons a lot. This is the process of reading. Of course, they are very learned and they are also very mature in giving feedback. So it is not hurting, usually speaking. But the point is, feedback is good. At the same time, if we wait to be perfect before we start doing any service, then we'll be waiting forever. We'll never become perfect. So there will be faults. And there we also have to decide, like if I am writing an article, sometimes some typing or some spelling mistake may come up. If I decide I will only publish an article, there is no spelling mistake, I may never be able to publish anything also. So small mistakes may come up, and that's acceptable. So usually when we get a feedback, the first thing to do is not take it personally. So I am here, this is my contribution, this is my article, this is my talk, whatever it is, and these two are different things. Now if we take things personally, then even if the other person has meant it as a personal attack, still by taking it personally, our response becomes more of a knee-jerk reaction, which makes the situation worse. So just say that, okay, this is my contribution, I am here, this person is not targeting me, this person is targeting this. And then once we can mentally distance ourselves, then we can evaluate that, okay, is this a valid criticism or is it invalid criticism? Sometimes our emotion may be so strong that we may not be able to distance, and then we may not be able to evaluate. So at that time, we may have to do the best that we can. If in that situation, just being silent is okay, and telling, I'll think about this. Or we give some response, some explanation if we can, and then evaluate it afterwards more deeply. So usually if it's in a public forum where there is a criticism that can damage other people's faith, then some response should be given. It need not be confrontational, nor does it need to be comprehensive at that time. But some response should be given. And later on we can think and evaluate. And if some things can be improved, we can improve. Some things can be clarified, we should clarify. So actually I was saying like this, but it came off like this. Or you thought it meant like this, but it didn't mean like this. So that means whenever there is a criticism, there are 3 possibilities basically. One is that, or 4 possibilities. One is that there's something wrong with us which needs to be corrected. There is something wrong in their understanding which needs to be clarified. There is something wrong in their intention which has to be tolerated. You can't do anything about it. Just leave it at that if that is the case. And the 4th possibility may be that the issue may be having so many facets that we may have to consult somebody senior, somebody more learned. So to find out what exactly is the resolution for this. But generally, negative feedback, the most important thing is don't take it personally. And if we can do that, then the subsequent response will be more rational, less emotional, and it will ensure that any negative feedback is going to create some strain in the relationship. But the magnitude of that strain will vary depending on whether our response is emotional or our response is rational. And after a period of time, we also understand that some people are like this. And then we also don't take them very seriously, others also don't take them very seriously. We just leave it at that. But actually speaking, feedback can be valuable. It can help us to improve quite a bit. And if there are people who sometimes people want to give good feedback, but they may not know rightly how to, they may give in a public forum what could have been told privately, or they could have worded something softly. So later on we can privately clarify with them, you know, what you said was right. But you know, even if they are in a position where we have friendship, we can clarify. Basically, don't take it personally. That's the most important thing. After that, whatever is the appropriate thing, Krishna will give the intelligence of how to deal with it.
So then this actually has put so